Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. So let's jump in with the biggest headline first.
Let's do it.
Okay, so Time Magazine, they named the Architects of Artificial Intelligence as their 2025 Person of the Year.
And what's fascinating here isn't just the tech itself, but the economic story that Time is telling.
They specifically cited the chipmaker NVIDIA.
Yeah, becoming the first company ever valued at over $5 trillion. Yeah. I mean, that suggests a fundamental shift in where global economic power actually lies.
Right, and Time didn't stop there. They called AI one of those consequential tools since nuclear weapons.
That comparison is everything. It forces you to see AI not just as a product, but as a geopolitical tool.
And you see the faces of this movement on the cover. Sam Altman, Mark Zuckerberg, Jensen Huang.
It raises the question, is control over AI the new form of strategic dominance?
Which is a great jumping off point for a discussion. I mean, in what ways is AI really consequential, like nuclear weapons?
And another one for students might be, who would you choose as your person of the year for 2025 and why?
Okay, so from massive centralized AI, our next article moves to something completely different.
Yes. We're going to Britain to look at a group called the Young Wilders. It's a great story.
This is a team of ecologists, all aged between 18 and 30.
And their whole goal is to fight climate change by converting deforested places back into wild habitats. They call it rewilding.
And it wasn't easy. The co-director, Jack Durant, said they struggled to find anyone who would let young idiots experiment on their land.
That phrase, young idiots, it really says it all. The challenge wasn't just about ecology. It was about overcoming skepticism.
And they finally found a place, Maple Farm. They took down fences, planted native seedlings, and it worked.
They're now supporting, what, 12 different projects across the UK?
Which brings up a great question. How does rewilding, just letting nature take over, differ from big engineered solutions like solar farms?
And maybe more locally, what's a local environmental issue that a youth-led group could tackle in your community?
From local activism, we're now shifting to a story about basic necessity.
Yeah, this one is about GoFundMe's annual statistics.
And they revealed a really big surge in campaigns for things like rent, groceries, and medical bills.
The numbers are pretty staggering. Over 79 million donations for 15 million campaigns.
And the number one category was family.
Right, with a 17% jump in fundraisers for just basic family needs compared to last year.
The GoFundMe CEO, Tim Cadogan, he suggests this is because simply life is getting more expensive.
And you have to wonder if it's also a sign that social safety nets aren't, well, they're not enough, and the burden is shifting to these private platforms.
That makes you think, why would economic troubles cause a surge on a platform like GoFundMe?
And if you could create a fundraiser to help with one basic need, what would you choose?
And that kind of economic stress, it often leads directly to how people feel about the political system.
Absolutely. Our last article is a Kettering Foundation Gallup poll about American democracy.
It found that while most U.S. adults still believe in the system, a majority, 61%, are not happy with how it's working right now.
And that dissatisfaction, it often splits right down party lines. At the time of the poll, Democrats were out of power nationally, and they tended to worry about the consolidation of presidential power.
On the other hand, strong Republicans were much more likely to say that democracy is doing well.
The poll also showed a clear link between someone's personal economic situation and their satisfaction with the government.
So it leaves us with a final thought to consider.
Right. When you look at all these articles together, from AI, innovation, and economic struggle to this political sentiment, you have to ask,
what signs, beyond just party politics, do you use to decide if a system, whether it's your community or your country, is actually strong and effective?
It's a big question.
It is. We've covered a lot, from $5 trillion companies to the struggle for groceries.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.